Well, Dennis, everything was going really well at half time. You dominated the first half, you'd taken the lead with good value for it, and then the second half came around.
Yeah, you know, I think my last words to them was at half time before I went out is, look, this game is nowhere near over. We need to get the next goal. 1-0 is a tricky scoreline. So just put into the second half what you put into the first half, but it's been more clinical. You know, it was in total control. And then, you know, one of the centre-halves slip, gives them an opportunity, they take it. And then I just thought we crumbled from there. You know, we just couldn't play then under pressure. Every time they played the ball forward, so it was just going long balls to their pace up front, we didn't defend it properly. And then, you know, we didn't defend it properly for the second goal. And obviously when we're chasing their right to death, the fellas smash one in. That happens, you either get an equaliser or you generally concede one the other way. That's what happens when you're chasing it. So then the scoreline looks really bad. But at half-time, you know, I'm not biased here because I haven't been defending the group, but we should have been 4 or 5 to the good at half-time.
But the second half performance gives you a lot of food for thought where this group of players is concerned, though, I suspect.
I knew that before the game. You know, I've watched them play in 3 games, so I know where our problems lies, but it ain't so easy to, you know, erase that because we have to get players out that are on contract and get players in. So if players don't want to leave the football club, then there's not a lot you can do about it. So, yeah, you know, we need to change a few players. And I've told them that after the game. I said, anybody can leave the football club. Anybody's welcome to leave because I need to bring my own team in that I trust and are going to be able to, you know, perform under pressure. And at the moment of the games that I've seen, that we don't perform under pressure.
The fans are having a bit of a go as well. Do you understand where they're coming from?
Well, of course, the fans pay their money and they're passionate. But I'm passionate. You know, I want to win every single game. But, you know, the fans can't go on the pitch. I can't go on the pitch. All I can do is give them instructions. But, you know, I don't want to blame other people. But at the moment, I'm trying to make better somebody else's team. I've not been here for a year or 18 months and built my own team, brought all the players in. You know what I mean? I am trying to make good of what the situation is at the moment. So it's tough, you know, and it's frustrating, you know, because the way I set my teams up, which are, you know, hard-working teams that press from the front, I'm finding it hard to achieve that at the moment with the group that we've got. So you just have to try and do what you can with what you got.
And hopefully you get a response now in the Kettering game, which is some game to go into off the back of this now, isn't it?
Yeah, hopefully. You know, the players are good enough, but they've just got to work harder. And certainly, if we'd have been more clinical in all the games I've been in charge of, the Royston we lost late on, Joe Kettle put his hand up and said he lost his marker, we could have won that game. Banbury last week, we could have won that game. I mean, the Coleshill Cup game doesn't really matter to go out of that cup, but the league games, you know, potentially we could have won all three. But when we've been put under pressure, we ain't been able to stand up and be counted. The Royston game is a corner in the 89th minute, 90th minute. You've got to stand up and be counted now and go and get a draw out of the game, and we haven't done it. You know, because Royston, the third guy in it today, Banbury, a fifth. You know, if it had been 2 draws, it wouldn't have been such a bad start. But it's really, really disappointing, and I'm frustrated because I'm banging my head against the wall because there's not a lot I can do at the moment until I can start bringing players in that can help improve this team.